Iran says a report by the International Atomic Energy Agency confirms Tehran's commitment to an initial deal struck between Iran and the P5+1 back in November.
This report also shows that the IAEA has continuously confirmed that Iran has honored its voluntary commitments under the joint plan of action, which agreed with the EU 3+3 last November.
Najafi says remarks by the U.S. envoy about possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear program are inaccurate. He says the IAEA was aware that Iran could miss an August 25th ultimatum to give information about the peaceful nature of its nuclear program. Laura Kennedy, the U.S. envoy to the IAEA, says Iran has failed to honor all the points of the November Accord, also known as the Joint Plan of Action. The European Court of Justice has ruled that the 2012 decision of the European Commission to sanction and freeze the assets of the Central Bank of Iran should be cancelled. The ECJ says the ruling, issued by a preliminary court, does not warrant an immediate removal of sanctions on Iran's central bank, adding that it can be appealed. The court says the European Commission has failed to back up its claims that Iran's CBI has helped the country dodge sanctions imposed on it. It says the EC's claim is not supported by any clear instance, and its decision to sanction the CBI should therefore be withdrawn. The European Union announced in January 2012 that it would stop oil trade with Iran and also freeze CBI assets. This came on the heels of a series of similar anti-Iran sanctions approved by the UN Security Council.